It's a do-or-die quarterfinal football game for the University of New Hampshire Wildcats as they face off tomorrow against the University of Tennessee Chattanooga. And whether the Wildcats win or not, there's one thing you can definitely say about them. They are the only football team in America trying to reduce concussions by practicing without helmets. New Hampshire Public Radio's Jack Raudalico explains.
Football has a concussion problem, from the NFL down to Pee Wee leagues. And there are lots of efforts out there to fix it.
But there's been very little focus on actually what's at the root of it, changing the technique.
Eric Swartz is a University of New Hampshire professor of kinesiology, which is the study of human movement. In the training room during a Wildcats practice, he says his idea to have players practice without helmets came from his time playing rugby.
You keep your head out of the way in a tackle in rugby because it's not protected. It'll hurt.
Swartz wants to bring that rugby awareness to the football field.
Head! Go get it! Go get it!
There are two groups of players in this study. And during practice, both groups run through a short tackling drill.
You want to talk about getting in an athletic position?
That's head coach Sean McDonald. Athletic position is squatting, arms braced, head forward. One player charges into another player who's holding a padded shield.
Get that head out of it.
The biggest thing that we talk about is keeping the eyes and head up.
Eyes up, please.
Get those eyes up. The second time you did it, said hit.
And then you want to tackle chest to chest, not leading with your helmet or your face.
Run, 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 run. Right to that white. Here we go. We're out. We're out.
Lock!
The theory is the group of players practicing this drill without helmets will still think about their skulls when they're wearing helmets during a game and have less head trauma over time. Donald Goodrich is a running back.
In a situation where we're going to be going full speed tackling, it's to look up when you tackle, to see what you're hitting. It becomes second nature if you do it enough in practice. So.
And is it becoming second nature for you? Do you see a difference in how you play?
Yeah, definitely.
And Coach Sean McDonald says something has to get players to think about their heads.
I'm responsible, and our coaches are responsible, for these kids' safety. If we don't take care of this, it could be the end of football.
The NFL is paying attention to the hard science happening on the Wildcats field. The league, GE, and Under Armour gave Swartz a $500,000 grant. And here's what's really interesting. 19 of the 20 researchers given these NFL grants are making things like stronger helmets, softer turf, and better concussion diagnostics. No one but Swartz is trying to change basic human behavior.
If you look on the sidelines, let's say after there's a touchdown in football, oftentimes the players will headbutt themselves to celebrate. They probably wouldn't do that if they didn't have a helmet on.
Swartz will have the chance to test this theory as he expands the study into three high schools next year. For NPR News, I'm Jack Raudalico, Concord, New Hampshire.